the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
From Jack Memorial Studios are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Lyon Jr. and Mark Davila, brought to you by Hotshot Condoms, the first condoms for children or small penis men.
Here we are again. What do we got today?
Today we are going to watch an old time movie.
Yeah, it's kind of what we all expect.
This time back to 1958. Alcohol is dynamite.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah, I love getting drunk. Who doesn't like getting fucked up? I'm surprised they agree, though. Oh, wait. Or does dynamite mean bad for them?
Oh, you know what? You're probably right. I don't think dynamite meant...
I think in the 70s, when from that show, was it Good Time? Yeah. The dude would say, dynamite! And then it became good. Now it's dynamite bad. Like, dynamite will blow
then
up.
Then you mean not now.
Well, then, whatever.
Well, yeah, we get whatever.
I'm tired, all right? Give me a fucking break.
This picture was produced with the council and assistant of the police department. City of Inglewood actors appeared as public service. We acknowledge the cooperation of 13 to 20...
Public service? Wait, does that mean they're all like fucking criminals? Haven't
you? I guess.
A bar or club that sells liquor by the drink or any retail store beverages is sure to have it in a prominent place. Bud and Jack went in to buy a case of beer for a picnic. And right now, they think it's pretty unfair that they can't
Walk a cold one for a picnic
like anyone else and buy liquor just because they're underage.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
Oh, that's me, incidentally, Tom Ullman. I'm a sports reporter on the city paper. The boys want me to take their money and buy their drinks for them. No deal. Maybe it'd be a good idea
no
if
dice,
I told
eh?
Them a little something about why that sign is in the window and why they should be glad it is there. For anybody who fools around with this, adult or minor, is playing with...
dynamite.
Really? Let's say, okay, legal drinking age, 21?
18 back then.
18? Oh, even better. So, when they're 17, listen, man, you're not responsible. You're 17. You're not responsible enough. You'd fucking go crazy and kill yourself. Now, 6 months from now, on your birthday, you're perfectly responsible. Go ahead. Have a party. All those age restrictions are kind of bullshit.
And Tip? Well, Tip was captain of the basketball team. All state the year before.
They're gonna fuck all that up now.
Oh, they're all gonna fucking get drunk and die, I guess, right?
Paul, it's no fun drinking alone. He wants company.
It really is no fun drinking alone. He's right.
Well, I don't know. That singer, George Thorogood, he loves drinking alone.
And he loves writing the same song over and over again.
It burns your insides and it makes your eyes water.
Tears of joy.
Tip refused the drink. He
no,
said he was
no, okay, no.
Basketball meant too much to him, but that isn't good enough for his friends. He has to be a sport. You'd be
come
surprised
on, be
at
a
how
sport.
Little it takes
Come
to get
on.
You tight that first time. That's true with adults, but at high school age, even though your mind seems mature, your body isn't, and alcohol is a violent narcotic.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but if it was a violent narcotic, you wouldn't sell it for fucking anyone, regardless of your age. They seem to be having a good time.
Does to the human body, aside from making the owner of it act like this?
Well, like what? They're sitting in steps.
I know they're sitting on a. They're sitting down chatting.
Anthropologists say that what distinguishes man from the lower animals is his power of reason.
Of creating alcohol. They didn't know how to do that. Animal.
That is true. Actually, some animals do.
Well,
some kind of fermented fruit.
Yeah.
They can get
blood.
Drunk.
That's right where it heads for the frontal lobes. Almost as if its aim in life was to transform man back into an animal. To take away the reasoning powers and self-controls, or to
into
use
an
the
ape.
Highbrow word, inhibitions that make that human society possible.
I mean,
what
the same point
the bottle weren't empty,
I
the
made before.
Drinking. Well, alcohol doesn't
this
stop
is all just
the
scare tactics. There's
the
nothing fucking behind
and eventually
it.
Affects every function of the
shouldn't
body.
You teach someone to be how responsible, not it's evil
well,
and it will fucking, you know, kill you?
For every
they hear that message
blood.
And they're going to see, well,
then
my dad drinks
like
every
this.
Fucking night. He's
only
fine.
Conscious. Hardly able to stagger.
So they're just
to
not going to believe it at all.
If he keeps on drinking and the concentration reaches four
become a bum.
Five drops, he ends up like this. And that's fortunate in a way, because if he was able to lift his hand for another drink, the undertaker would have another customer. You see, all it takes is 5 drops of alcohol for every 1,000 drops of blood. A half of 1%. And brother, you're a dead duck.
Wait, what?
He's telling science, Mark. He's telling you how much alcohol you need to kill yourself.
5 drops of alcohol?
Well, per 1,000 drops of blood.
What does that mean? Is that a shot? Is that 8 bottles? Who the fuck knows what that even means? That could be anything. All that's telling them is don't ever have a drink. When you go to those extremes, they totally disregard it. No one hears this message. Bunch of assholes.
Found some booze in your car there, sir.
Fortunately, a patrol car.
Fortunately, we hardly had laws back then, so you could get away with it.
Yeah, I know. People don't give a shit what you do.
From what I've heard, drunk driving was pretty,
It was prevalent back then, and no one cared. They just let you go. All right, there, go home!
...to the station, and because this was Jim's first offense, was successful in having Jim released.
All right.
Severe warning.
Severe warning.
In the meantime,
don't do it again.
Bad to worse. And then came a day that Tip would like to forget, but one he'll remember all his life.
He that once of alcohol, so now he's addicted.
Well, I mean, that is alcoholism if it's in the genes.
Sure
that is true.
A drink would make him feel better. Well, the alcohol story usually runs to a pattern.
Most of this is
the
bullshit,
boys were
though.
Drinking more and more, depending on liquor to get them through the day.
You know what? Most of them are not going to be alcoholics. Just, I mean, you play a numbers game. Sure, some of them might have that
naturally,
alcoholic gene, but the, like everyone.
He has a sign in his front window too. We do not serve liquor to minors, but Jim had thought of that.
Well, I'm not going to come into your establishment then.
Listen, I've been working in the fucking coal mine my whole life. Give me that booze. Who do you say I'm not a minor? Or I am
Jim's
a minor?
Jim's date, Judy, had never tasted liquor before, but like...
Or cock.
Addicts,
she's going to get a taste of both tonight.
The sight of somebody not drinking.
The two girls in this video look exactly the same.
Sisters. Did he say he couldn't stand the sight of someone not
and
drinking?
Soon, Judy catches the spirit of the thing.
Yeah, fucking drink up. Come
on. That first sip was shit, but oh man, now I love it.
Now it goes down smooth.
I'll have another. Gimme that. The waiter's taking it away.
The waiter has a right to be sore.
Wagging he'll his finger at him. Someone wags their finger at me, I'm gonna punch him out.
He wants to keep his
I wouldn't... Don't stick your finger in somebody's face or do any finger wagging because it's so easy for someone to just grab your fucking finger and...
Break it off.
That doesn't feel good. It usually hurts.
Break your finger off? I know.
Yeah.
The boys can't understand, Judy. Only 2 drinks and look at her. But it's really
She's
very
nude
simple.
Now, spreading her legs. In the back of the
I don't get it.
From person to person.
Judy, what's going
on?
What's wrong?
Judy is one of those on whom it acts like a deadly poison.
Yeah, look at that big grin on her face. It's horrible.
I could really use some cock in me right now.
Mike, we're trying to fucking watch this shit, alright? Enough of you.
And on someone who has never used it before, the effect is a lot more violent.
She passed out.
That's not violent. Passing out isn't violent. It's fucking going to sleep.
No shape to drive. Right now he wishes
I've slept violently.
Drink.
I took a violent nap earlier today.
This orchestration's telling me they're about to crash.
Yeah, the music's building up to something, I guess.
So we've been missing this music in videos lately.
It's a good crash. Back then, cars were shitty for crashes, too. Like, everyone just dies.
There's the result. Just another victim of a drunk driver. One of the
putting her in the Ecto-1 Ghostbusters car.
She's a ghost, so yeah. As I said,
they still didn't yeah, know such a thing even back then. Crazy.
High school after he started drinking.
Oh, the drunk test. Doing the alphabet and touching your nose.
Well, he's gonna be found guilty and he's gonna get a $10 fine for this.
They're fucking lightweights.
Jim went to jail with plenty of time to think.
Drunk boy guilty of manslaughter.
What happened to the 3 boys after the accident? Paul was almost a complete alcoholic for a while, but then he became one of the youngest members of Alcoholics Anonymous. And now he has a
wait a minute.
To save himself.
It was three guys and a girl, and one of the girls died.
When he got out of jail,
what happened to the other girl?
And ended up on
she was no charges for her?
Derelict.
She wasn't driving.
Tip, the third boy, realized at the scene of the accident that he was playing in the wrong league.
Did the paper say drunk boys or drunk boy?
Boy.
To touch a drop of liquor again, and he hasn't. How do I know? Because Tip is my son.
How the fuck do you know what he does?
In 1 year, spend $2 billion more for liquor.
Man, his father's a sports reporter, and he's into sports.
That's a tough one to answer.
That sounds like bad news to me.
Or thinks he can't measure up. He looks for a crutch, something to help him. He takes a drink. Alcohol deadens.
This guy just talks like this in his normal life.
His worries and responsibilities.
I hope not.
And he thinks it's
if he does, he needs to shut the fuck up.
But instead of helping him, every drink gives him that much less chance of ever being able to get along. And his crutch ends up by destroying him. Now, if a mature adult admits his failure as a man or woman by resorting to alcohol, what about the boy or girl who never gives himself a chance to learn?
What's the message here?
Liquor?
No one should drink ever?
Yep.
I mean, but is that what they're saying? I'm not even sure. Is it just underage people don't drink? Or is it no one should drink?
Alcohol
Both.
Is dynamite.
Didn't you hear him? Alcohol's dynamite.
Yeah, I know, but I don't get their end game here.
They don't want you drinking at all. What are you, deaf?
I know, but why?
Because it's bad for you, obviously. Not drinking is better than drinking. Simple.
I according to them,
it's also simple to go to our website, hotshotwizkids.com.
Yeah, you could do that, I guess.
If you have any grievances, just send them to hotshotwizkids@gmail.com.
And
we'll be sure to address them.
I'll ignore them and in the order in which they come, so
nice.
Get on that.
All right.
HotshotWizKids.com. Tell a friend.